You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. It's the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it every night about it. A real C's fan wouldn't want to live their life without it. Banner 18 in the making, we gotta make it. Best squad in the East and still we can't get complacent. Most winning franchise, so the history's ancient. You could tell them other guys to go and plan a vacation. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and Jay King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. The most in-depth coverage that you ever gonna hear. Well respected in the city like Russell's career. It's Raining Jay. Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. We are here for you Monday through Friday with a rare exception, but not this time. This is the Friday show. I am John Corrales with Sam Jam Packard, sort of. Sam and I actually recorded this yesterday after the Bulls game. What we're doing here on this show is a little Simpsons trivia. Robin Lopez of the Chicago Bulls is a huge, huge Simpsons fan. I am a huge, huge Simpsons fan. Sam is a huge, huge Simpsons fan. Okay, you get the point. Sam played a little trivia, and he's going to set this whole thing up, but it's basically me against Robin Lopez. So that's going to be basically the show. That's it. It's me against Robin Lopez in Simpsons trivia. The Celtics did not practice on Thursday. This was a day off for everybody. There was no real news to speak of. So this was a fun thing. We knew there was going to be no news. So we kind of went head to head. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, I want to welcome all of the new listeners. If this is your first show, this is going to be a weird one. This is not indicative of everything that we do, but it does show that we like to have fun. Go back and subscribe or check out at least a few of our other podcasts, our post-game podcast last night after the Chicago Bulls win, or the win over the Chicago Bulls, I should say, and subscribe. Search for Locked On Celtics everywhere you get your podcasts. And now I'll turn it over to Samuel Jamison Packard III.
Hi, I'm Jam Packard. You might remember me from such segments as Jam Talks with the Lopez Twins. I'm back for another edition where I asked Robin Lopez, known Simpsons fan, 10 trivia questions before the game against the Bulls. And so we'll see how he does, and then I'm going to ask John Corrales the same 10 questions to see who is a better Simpsons fan. Here's Robin.
In addition to Springfield, what three towns did Lyle Lantley sell the monorail to?
It's North Haverbrook, Ogden, and
did you watch the game last night?
I know it.
I've sold monorails to Ogdenville, North Haverbrook.
Ogdenville, North Haverbrook, and
do you want the answer?
No, I'm going to think of it.
All right, I'll come back to post game for that one. What's the name of Bart's conjoined twin?
Gosh, I haven't thought of that one in a long time. Hugo.
Bonus points. How did Dr. Hibbert describe him?
I forget.
Too crazy for Boys Town. Too much of a boy for Crazy Town. Jebediah Springfield's real name?
Hans Sprungfield.
Homer, after his eating Guatemalan and Sandy Peppers, goes to find his soulmate, goes to the lighthouse. His name's Earl. What does Earl stand for?
That I can't answer. That's a really good one.
Electronic Automated Robotic Lighthouse. When Bart Milhouse, Martin, and Nelson go to Knoxville for spring break, where do they tell their parents that they're going?
They're going to the Grammar Rodeo, the National Grammar Rodeo in Canada.
When the Simpsons go to Itchy and Scratchy Land, where do they park their car?
They're in the Itchy lot.
What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Jay. J-A-Y.
Where are the four places you can buy hammocks in Cypress City?
Oh, hammock district.
This is a tough one.
Marianne's hammocks, because she gets in a hammock with you.
Yep.
That's a joke. Put your butt here.
Hey, yep.
Once he had a game yet?
Yeah, they have. Just
one.
They lost their
home.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
Swing Low? Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is one.
And these other two are not great. Hammock Hut and Hammocks R Us.
I thought one was Hammocks R Us, but I didn't want to belittle it.
When Hungry Hungry Homer is protesting in center field, he's visited by the ghost of...
Is that where he's visited by the ghost of Cesar Chavez, but it's Cesar Romero because he doesn't know what Cesar Chavez looks like?
Perfect. Homer changes his name to Max Power after a show portrays... That has the same name as Homer Simpson. Do you know the name of the show?
Police Cops.
Yes. And for bonus points, the character has two different catchphrases. One when he's cool, one when he's not cool. Do you know the catchphrases?
And that's the end of that chapter. And then, SpaghettiOs, right?
There you go. I think you were 8 for 10, so congratulations. Do you want to know the final town?
No, I think I can name the final town.
All right, I will come back post-game, and if you have it, I'll give you the bonus points.
I promise I won't look it up.
Okay.
Well, is it Brockway?
Yes.
Brockway?
Yeah, nailed it. All right, 10 for 10. Well, I think you're the NBA's foremost Simpsons expert, so...
Brooking myself. I can say that without reproach.
Who do you think would be better, you or Brooke?
That's a good question.
When the Bucks were in town, I asked him how he embiggened the team, and he didn't pick up on it immediately. I asked you a similar question last year, and you got it. But then I asked him told him the Bucks were taking off like a runaway freight train. Why is a Buck there? He finally clicked in for it. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome. The lighthouse one was a good one.
That was probably the most difficult one.
Because they don't say that out loud, do they? It's just
no,
written,
that's just
right?
A visual gag.
Yeah.
You got to be a deep fan. No,
that's a good one.
No, feel free to text Brooke and ask him, see if he knows it.
We'll do, yeah.
All right.
All right, John.
Oh, boy. All right.
So you have not heard these questions.
I've not.
I let you know that Robin went, I think, 8.5 out of 10.
8.5.
There's some partial credit that I gave to him there.
Okay.
Question one. In addition to Springfield, what three towns did Lyle Landley sell the monorail to?
Ogdenville.
Mm-hmm.
North Haverbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
This is actually hilarious because he had a real tough time remembering this one as well. He didn't get it till the very end of the...
Hold on. I know this because I see...
This is literally exactly what he did.
Yeah, Ogdenville, North Haverbrook. Damn it. What's that third one?
We'll let you come back to it. Question two. What is the name of Bart's conjoined twin? Treehouse of Horror.
Bart's conjoined twin.
And for bonus points, how does Dr. Hibbert describe him?
I don't know the Dr. Hibbert one. I'm drawing a blank on this.
His name is Hugo. And he's too crazy for Boys Town and too much of a boy for Crazy Town.
Damn it. Ugh.
What is Jebediah Springfield's real name?
Jebediah Springfield. This is bad. This is bad. Is Hans Sprungfeld.
There you go. This is a tough one. When Homer is searching for his soulmate after tripping on Guatemalan insanity peppers, he goes to the lighthouse where he thinks he meets his new best friend, Earl. Earl turns out to be the lighthouse. What does Earl stand for?
Earl stands for?
My new best friend's name is Earl.
Oh, damn it. I know, like, everything else about this. I know he went there because Springfield slopes slightly down that way. I know that...
He likes the flashing light, like the light on the toaster oven.
Yeah. And the hot pants. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to say that's time. Electronic automated robotic lighthouse. Question five, I think.
I'm really struggling with
when
this.
When Bart, Milhouse, Martin, and Nelson go to Knoxville, Tennessee for spring break, where do they tell their parents they are going?
Oh, they're going for the Grammar Rodeo.
Correct, the National Grammar Rodeo in Canada. When they visit the Simpsons, visit the itchy and scratchy land. Where do they park their car?
They're in the.
It's a two choices.
They're in the itchy lot.
There you go. This is an easy one. But what is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Jay.
J-A-Y. What are the four places you can buy hammocks in Cypress Creek?
Oh, man, they're all in the hammock district.
I actually think there's five places.
Hammocks are us.
Yep.
Something like Swing Low.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. I'll give it to you.
Yep. Isn't there one like Put Your Butt Here?
Put Your Butt There, yeah.
I don't know what the fourth one.
The other ones are the Hammock Hut, and then there's one I think called Mary Lou's where she'll get in the hammock with you. But yeah. That's just a joke.
The all Hammock right. Hut. Oh.
Question nine. While Hungry Hungry Homer is on a strike in the, protesting the isotopes moving to Albuquerque, who is he visited by the ghost of?
Oh, he is... and he says... There's, why do you look... Because you don't know what I look like, what he looks like. Wow. This is embarrassing.
Who would go on a hunger strike? That's my clue.
Right. This is Cesar Chavez?
Yes, but who does he actually see the ghost of? That would be Cesar Romero.
Yes.
Because he does not know what Cesar Chavez looks like.
Because you don't know what Cesar Chavez looks like.
All right, final question. When Homer changes his name to Max Power,
yes,
he does so because a TV show has the character has the name Homer Simpson. What is the name of that TV show?
Police Cops?
Police Cops. And for the bonus, now the character Homer Simpson had two catchphrases, one cool and one not cool. Do you remember those two catchphrases?
Oh, I don't remember the cool one. Nah, I don't remember those.
The cool one is he would say, "That's the end of that chapter," and throw his scarf around.
Yeah.
And then when he was bad,
like,
he goes,
"Isn't it like oopsie daisy?"
SpaghettiOs.
I love when they turn him into a complete idiot.
So I think Robin Lopez has definitely, he beat you.
He beat me, yeah.
Earl, he was another one he couldn't get, and Hugo was another one he did not get, but I think he pretty much aced the rest with a, he's pretty good.
So what I end up with, like six and a half or seven?
Six and a half or seven. I got to give a shout out to my brother. I gave him all the questions, and he went 10 for 10.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. Those are good questions. I feel like I should know them.
I asked, you guys could have heard in the interview, I asked Robin to send the questions to Brooke. He's not going to do it, but he said he would. It's not like he took the questions down or anything like that. Maybe I'll text him about the Earl thing.
What was the third city? Something way.
Oh, Brockway.
Brockway. My favorite part is when they do the layover in North Haverbrook. Is it North Haverbrook?
When they visit?
When he takes off, Lanley...
makes off with the money.
Yeah. And then they land.
And the best part is when they're sitting there waiting with the pitchforks, he goes, there he is! And, like, see, 14C! Like, the townsfolk had been waiting at the airport on the off chance that he would just land there at some point. Oh,
my favorite part is that I've sold monorails to Brockaway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook, and by God, that's put them on the map. And then it just shows that map. I've had a long talk about trying to get that just that map with those three cities listed tattooed on myself. But you guys know I'm all about making empty promises about tattoos.
One of these days, man, we're going to get you in there.
Well, now I finally like have seen the font that they use on the Kaizen beam in the weightlifting room. So I've like settled on I want that font. It's just about color and like getting the gumption and balls to actually get a tattoo.
You got
to
do it, man. Just got to do it. You got to figure out, where are you going to put it?
On my back?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
And see how I answer that with confidence?
Oh, fantastic. You want to wrap this one up?
Sure. You will hear us back again on Monday morning after a big weekend where the Celtics play the Raptors and the Jazz on a back-to-back. But thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Tell your friend. Tell your mom. Tell your dad.
Tell your one friend.
Tell a stranger. Just yell out the window. Listen to the Locked On Celtics podcast because we are part of the Locked On Podcast Network.